Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a brand new day. Today is the 22nd day in the month of September 2025. It's a beautiful new day, and the Lord is yet ready to do something spectacular in our midst this morning. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father and the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, I'll be looking at a topic from our manual that says, have you encountered Jesus? Have you encountered Jesus? Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 2. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound. Amazing grace, how sweet that sound. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Micah chapter 1 to chapter 4. And our memory verse is taken from John chapter 1 verse 1. John chapter 1 verse 1, we say, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Our Bible reading is taken from the book of Acts chapter 9 from verse 1 to 6. Acts chapter 9 from verse 1 to 6. From verse 1 it reads, meanwhile Saul was still breathing out murderous threats against the Lord's disciples. He went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, so that if he found any there who belonged to the way, whether man or woman, he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he neared Damascus on his way, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. He replied, now get up and go into the city, and you'll be told what you must do. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, one can easily assume that everyone who attends church regularly or functions in a department within a church has encountered Jesus. However, in my experience, I have realized that many people are working hard in the Lord's vineyard but haven't had an encounter with him. They know a lot about him, but they don't know him. Paul thought he knew God until the day he had an encounter with Jesus Christ. When you truly meet Jesus, you will become completely new. Before Paul met Jesus, he persecuted believers. However, when he met him, his story changed. In 1 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 13 to 16, he spoke about his horrible past as a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an injurious person, and how he obtained mercy from God. In Christ, he became a chief apostle, like we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 5, and fulfilled his destiny, like we see in 2 Timothy chapter 4 from verse 6 to 7. Peter was just another fisherman from Galilee before he met Jesus. However, when he met Jesus, he was given a glorious destiny, like we see in Luke chapter 5 verse 10. Even when he failed and denied Jesus, his future was still secure because of his encounter with Jesus. When a man meets Jesus, his failures and weaknesses become part of his success story, because Jesus works all things together for his good, like we see in Romans chapter 8 verse 28. Isaiah thought he knew God until he had an encounter with Isaiah in Isaiah 6 that changed his life. When he saw the Lord in his glory, he fell on his face and cried, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. We can find that in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5. After meeting the Lord, Isaiah was willing to go wherever the Lord sent him. When you truly meet Jesus, all excuses will be burnt away like chaff. Beloved, if you genuinely want to meet Jesus, make it mandatory for yourself to study God's word every day. Revelation 19 verse 13 says that he is the word of God. When you study the word of God, you are fellowshipping with Jesus Christ. The more of God's word you study, the closer you will get to him. It will be difficult at first because the devil will try to stop you. But as you keep at it, you will discover that you are being transformed because you are getting to know the Son of God for yourself. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Lord Jesus, I want you to pray this prayer with me this morning. Lord Jesus, please reveal yourself to me in your word. I want to know you more and follow you for the rest of my life. I want you to pray it with all sincerity. Lord Jesus, please reveal yourself to me in your word. I want to know you more and follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And if you are yet to surrender your life to Christ, this is another opportunity for you to give your life to Christ this morning. I want you to bow your head and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you because I believe that you are our Lord and personal Savior. I ask that you forgive me of every of my sins and cleanse me of every of my iniquities. I surrender my life to you this morning. I ask that you take control of my life totally. Make my heart your dwelling place from henceforth, O Lord. I surrender my will, my desire, and my total being to you, Lord Jesus. Please transform my life henceforth and make me yours forever. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. This is just the first step for you to take to become like Jesus daily, to be part of him, to live your life according to his standard, according to the way he has mandated us to live. I want you to look for a Bible-believing church around you and fellowship with them. I want you to pick up your Bible and study his word, because it is through the word of God that you get to know more of him. And I pray the Lord gives us the full revelation of himself in Jesus' name. If this segment of our show has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's also available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for each other today. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and see we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. Bye-bye.